Unit 4. Three people are interviewed about their views of continuing education. One is a man in the street, the second is a woman who is on her own, and the third is a teacher. Part 1. Interview with a man in the street.
What are your viewpoints about continuing education?
What does that mean? Or in other words...
I mean, by continuing education, that you go back to school after you've finished, for example, high school.
I wouldn't want to go back to school if I had to.
Oh,
I think that,
why is that?
Well, I went to school for 12 years. I finished high school. It didn't do me a bit of good. I didn't get anything out of it, and I felt like I was a prisoner in school.
Oh, how come you felt like you were a prisoner?
Well, I had to be there 8 o'clock in the morning. They'd tell me when I could eat lunch and when I could leave. And if they didn't like the way I was dressing, they'd make me stay longer. And it was just a terrible experience for me.
I see. So, well, what do you do now?
Well, I work in construction, and I'm pretty free to hammer nails. And
I see. So you do as you like now and would see going back to school as a...
I think that school restricts my freedom.
Part 2. Interview with a woman.
What are your views about continuing education?
I suppose it's a good thing. I've been taking some classes myself at night, trying to get in control of my life, trying to learn some things that I need to know to take care of myself and my family.
So you are using continuing education right now, past the high school kind of level? Or?
Yes, I've got a high school diploma, and now I'm taking classes in auto repair.
Auto repair, is that a necessary thing for you to have, do you feel?
I think it is. I'm single, I've got children, and I need to know how to do those things for myself. I have no one else to rely on, so I think it's an important skill for me to have.
Is there anything else that you're... studying or using continuing ed for?
Nothing else right now. I'm hoping next term to take some courses in plumbing or electrical repair, something like that.
So you are using continuing education, and the way that you use it is to broaden your capabilities within your own life.
Right, on the practical aspect, rather than abstract courses that really won't help me on a day-to-day basis.
Part 3. Interview with a teacher.
What is your occupation? What do you do?
Well, I teach GED to adults. That's people who haven't completed high school and would like to take a test.
What does GED stand for?
That stands for General Education Diploma. And it's for people who haven't finished high school and would like to take a test that takes the place of a high school diploma.
Well, what's your opinion then of continuing education past the high school level?
Well, I don't think anyone has ever completed their education. I don't think anyone's ever too old to keep on going. So I think continuing after high school is a very important thing for many people.
It's a tool then for them to kind of shape their lives, to extend and use their desires.
Sure, it's a chance to choose what it is that you really want to pursue with your life and to zero in on the things that are most important to you.
Well, do you think there are limits on that sort of thing? I mean, a person could conceivably follow different alleyways.
Of course. I mean, there are certain things that people can't do. As you get older, for instance, you become physically limited. But there's always some area of education that a person can pursue. I don't think we ever get too old or too limited to pursue something. I think it's a way to pull things into focus in your life and to better yourself in the ways that are most important to the individual.